In the pages of the American Journal, Chase Geyser writes the unfolding chapters of our nation.
This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com. I am here in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Tucker Carlson show for Alex Jones. It just ended. I just came out. I was in there talking to some of the crowd. I'm still processing it right now, but it is quite an amazing experience. One of the questions I was asking people is, when is the last time they thought in America that this many people came together to hear people talk about politics? And I don't think in our lifetimes, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. It was extraordinary. And if you're an InfoWars fan, if you've been following the show for a while, you really should have been here to see the crowd welcome Alex. It was amazing.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
The last time that you know of in America where this many people came around to one place to hear people talk about politics?
I just don't remember anything this large.
I don't know if there ever was another time quite like the times we're living in now.
This is the first I've ever seen it. I got both my sons here now. You look at the crowd here. I couldn't believe how many young people were here. It's awesome.
Never. Not in my 48 and a half years that I've been alive.
I think things have gotten so out of control that you can't not pay attention to it now. It's in your face. It's coming to your doorstep. It's coming to your school. It's coming to your business.
I think everybody should be talking with your fellow neighbors. You know, I even have some neighbors. They have some signs out front I might not agree with, but I still know them. He calls me over, I help him out. I needed a generator one time. He gave me an old generator. I fixed it up and used it at my house.
Do you think they're going to steal the election again?
That remains to be seen. We hope not, but people are working very hard. People are getting smarter, but they could very easily steal the election.
Well, they're going to try like hell, so we got to get out and vote by the numbers.
I think they will. Absolutely.
Well, they're going to try.
Of course.
Well, I'm of the mindset that it's going to have to be postponed, that they're going to do something, whether a terrorist attack, a false flag, or even World War III, to postpone the election because they know they can't cheat again.
They're going to steal it. If they don't, they're going to have their own January 6th moment where they're all up there attacking the Capitol, doing it their way.
And what do you think we need to do next if they do steal the election, as far as...
Well, I don't know. We're trying to find places to move out of the country. But other than that, I think there's no place to go. And I think we just have to, as this gentleman said, we have to work harder and put everything we have into bringing back, what is true and right.
What the Declaration of Independence commands us to do?
I think we have to understand that your neighbor is not your enemy. It's the people who are, have taken control through multinationals and the world, unfortunately, the world government, who are run by a bunch of NGOs and people who are faceless.
You know what? Sometimes I'm not even sure that the whole system isn't rigged to begin with. You know, the whole system itself isn't rigged to just control the people.
There's going to be a war either way. Whoever gets installed, whoever goes to the White House, there will be a war regardless.
Well, actually, it's sorry to say, I think that is the answer, revolution. Because I've been of that mind since Obama was elected, that it's going to take a revolution to change it back to the republic the way it should be.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps that spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Maybe for the next 2 weeks if Harrison's wife has the baby. So I want to get a little bit of this AI conversation. I've obviously spent a lot of time with AI. I follow it very closely. I'm very much aware of the benefits and risks of this technology. Just like nuclear weapons, nuclear technology was terrifying in that it gave human beings the ability to destroy the entire planet and everybody on it, so was it amazing in that it provided a way for us to have tremendous amounts of energy at a fraction of the cost or effort. Although I don't necessarily trust the government wielding such a power, and we know that there are issues with these facilities, and in the event that there is a mass extinction event, then the meltdown rate of these facilities, these nuclear power plants, would be tragic. We all know what happened with Chernobyl. But we have this happening again with artificial intelligence. This is an amazing technology that's going to empower individuals all over the world in a way that is totally unprecedented, never before seen, groundbreaking technology. It's like finding fire in Pandora's box and being able to cook meat and stay warm for the first time. This is the crossing of a major threshold for human beings. But what we see now is major corporations and the government of the United States of America, as well as other world leaders, engaged in an effort to regulate out any competition and monopolize, establish a political class monopoly over the technology so that it can be wielded against us, the people, working class, populist people of America and the world. Not for our benefit, but to our detriment. Big tech government collusion, Biden-Harris admin, Meta, Google, and others launch AI partnership to combat disinformation and hate speech. We were just talking about this. Disinformation and hate speech. Who determines what is disinformation and what does hate speech even mean? Well, if it's up to KJP and others, then that means if you're talking out against the migrants, then you're engaged in hate speech and you should be arrested or silenced. Hillary Clinton has countless clips saying that we need to be re-educated or put in camps or imprisoned or silenced. Our speech needs to be outlawed. Tim Walz, same thing. Speech needs to be outlawed. Kamala Harris comes out against freedom of speech all the time. KJP saying that rhetoric is dangerous. Nancy Pelosi saying that rhetoric is dangerous. Leftists on MSNBC or CNN saying that rhetoric is dangerous. So the problem isn't that we have an epidemic or a pandemic of disinformation or hate speech. The problem is that we have corrupt political leaders who try to weaponize our inclination to moral policy against us, so that we wind up with nothing but hate speech and disinformation. The disinformation that we get from the government and the hate speech that we get from the government when they call us things like domestic terrorists or the greatest threat to national security or white supremacists or racists or sexists or xenophobes or Islamophobes. They can say whatever they want about white people in America, no problem whatsoever. They can even sponsor the invasion of our towns and communities and homes, no problem whatsoever. But as soon as we cry out for some relief or justice in the context of such an injustice, then we suddenly are victims of their monopoly over the mainstream media narrative. That's why they want to silence Alex Jones and others, the Tucker Carlsons, the Elon Musks, the Joe Rogans and others. They want to silence us because they no longer have a monopoly over the narrative, a monopoly they established during Project Mockingbird, during the Red Scare, as the Cold War began to ensue. The article reads, it's about what your democracy-loving ancestors would warn you about, without even knowing about AI, but fully aware of what governments can and will do. Censorship, this time around, AI. Introducing AI stamps that could be turned into flagging memes, satire at the drop of a dime. Current U.S. White House seems to be exploring every possibility that might secure another avenue for what opponents and quite a few lawmakers refer to as collusion with big tech. A new scheme has just been announced that revolves around the AI and disinformation buzzwords and includes the U.S. State Department, Meta, Anthropic, Google, IBM, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and OpenAI. I wonder how many of these companies Nancy Pelosi holds stock in. And we're going to get into the OpenAI stuff and how it's trying to become a private business after being a nonprofit, and how Sam Altman's claiming he doesn't care about the money but driving around in a $4 million car. What we're seeing here is an effort by the major corporations who are in bed with the deep state to regulate out any competition so they have a monopoly over this technology. They don't want anybody in their garage like Steve Jobs with Apple developing the next big thing at a low cost. It's more efficient and more accessible. They don't want any competition over this technology whatsoever. They understand that it is abundantly powerful, and they, being power hungry, want to ensure that they have all the power for themselves. Because power is like energy. It can either be created or destroyed. It merely changes form. And what we're seeing from our political class is the desire to change the form of the power in the United States of America from a form of representation and accountability to the people, from a form where the people have rights that the government simply cannot infringe, to a new form, to an authoritarian form, to a despotic form, a globalist form, a conglomerated form of power. They're siphoning the power out of the American people into their own hands. And if you have a problem with that, then you can file a report, but unfortunately nothing's going to be done about your complaint. Nothing's going to be done about the issues that you have with their policies, except maybe you'll find yourself indicted like Eric Adams, or sued like Alex Jones, or imprisoned like Owen Schroyer or Steve Bannon or Dinesh D'Souza or Brandon Strzok or others. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting what we're seeing. And frankly, the deep state should be ashamed of itself. Let's watch clip number 25. This is Tucker talking about the predictions that Alex Jones made 23 years ago regarding 9/11 and how instead of being celebrated and reached out to for consultation, ever since 2001, the deep state, the government, the left has done nothing but attack Alex Jones relentlessly, just as they are attacking the American people relentlessly. Here's Tucker in clip 25.
There's nothing to be ashamed of there. I'm not ashamed, and you shouldn't be either. They should be ashamed. He called 9/11, and they tried to put him in jail for it. So anyway, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, I gotta say. I love you. This is a beautiful state full of beautiful people. And when we get President Trump elected, all of us together are going to lift the curse off of this country, and we're going to send the globalists to prison.
That's exactly where they belong.
And it is amazing. It is amazing to meet all these great people, whether they're black, white, old, young, to see the electricity in people's eyes that are populist and that are Americans and that love God and that love children and love freedom and hate tyranny. I can feel the strength in this auditorium at capacity in Reading, Pennsylvania. And like I told the globalists a long time ago, I don't know how all this is going to end.
It just makes me laugh. Alex Jones, so controversial. Love God, love America, love freedom. Oh, you're so radical.
And Tucker, Alex, the one thing I always give Alex props for that no one ever gives him credit for, Alex Jones has stood against war for 30 years every single day of his career.
But I'm for the war. He peacefully with information against the globalists. The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Yeah, yeah. They hate those comments more than anything else Alex Jones has ever said. That's what they actually hate. That's what actually pisses them off more than anything he's ever said. More than the Sandy Hook stuff, more than any of the other issues, more than any of the other lawsuits, litigation, more than any of the other criticisms against Alex Jones, they hate it when he's right. They hate it when he says that, when he actually identifies the correct enemy. You see, they're trying to manipulate the American people into believing that the enemy is your neighbor on the right or your neighbor on the left. It's Republicans or it's Democrats or it's whites who hate blacks or it's xenophobes who hate migrants. They're trying to get you to identify the source of all your problems as the wrong culprit. And then once you do that, they're going to use that injustice, that error, as an excuse to imprison you, to re-educate you, to encamp you. The totalitarian left is celebrating the potential end of InfoWars. We cover this on InfoWars.com. So many people, even Krasenstein came out. I don't know if you guys saw this. Krasenstein came out and said that he was going to, Brian Krasenstein, he was going to bid on InfoWars, change the name of InfoWars to Miss InfoWars, and make Alex Jones dress up like a fairy and tell fairy tales. That's what he said. Of course, I responded and challenged him to a duel. A lawful duel. And he said, is that lawful? And I said, yes. And he said, actually, Elon Musk should buy it. That's how he responded. But here's Hillary Clinton advocating once again, clip number 27, for the deprogramming of anyone who is a political opponent or dissident or just simply doesn't buy any of her misinformation or disinformation.
Sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to.
A formal deprogramming of the cult members. And here we have clip number 29 of Mark Cuban bashing Trump. And Mark Cuban, I don't understand. Why is it that just because someone is tremendously successful, they think that they're right about absolutely everything? The guy was on Shark Tank, made a lot of money somehow, owns a football team apparently, so he's a genius at everything else. I don't think so. But here he is bashing Trump. And I want to show you this and unpack it on the other side because we have some footage from him just 9 years ago saying quite the opposite. Clip number 29.
So one would call you a Democrat.
No, hell no. Look, there's different things for different reasons, right?
Would you be comfortable with a capitalist like Donald Trump being our president?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I like Donald and he's smart. You know, like a lot of candidates and politicians, you vote for not what they say, but knowing that 99% of they say won't come true, what they'll do
Perhaps
once they get it.
See who's going to follow through.
And do I think he's smart enough to figure that out and then just do the right thing after he's elected? Yes. And then Hillary and Bernie say, okay, tax the 1% and that'll pay for everything. Doesn't work, right? Won't work. You know, Hillary's pay for college. Her plan is ridiculous. It'll increase college costs, not reduce. You know, so they don't think them through.
You said, you know, Trump, I get it.
He's changing the tone of politics. You know, in the past, you had to be a Stepford candidate. You had to be perfect. You know, did you ever inhale? Oh, no, I only inhaled. I get it right. Just you had to be perfect. Now Trump is the ultimate imperfect candidate. And I think the beauty of what he's doing isn't his policy or his positions, but he's making everybody else become more real. He's making them more honest. They're not as scripted. And I think that's good for politics.
You have a long history with Donald Trump.
That's my right? boy.
Yeah.
Kinda. You know, in person, he's nice. Here's what I do respect about Donald. I'm not saying vote for him, right? But there's something I do respect about him. Donald says what's on his mind, right? He's the guy that if we're sitting around talking at a bar, if we're at your birthday drinking champagne and having pink cake, he's going to say what's on his mind. So I respect the fact that he's the first politician to truly say what's on his mind, even if it's not politically correct.
You said Donald Trump
probably the best thing to happen to politics in a long, long time, yep. You said. Would you be Donald Trump's VP? I'm just going to jump right in.
Sure. I'd be VP for either candidate.
If Hillary Clinton decides that Elizabeth Warren is the one for her on the VP ticket...
Then there's a good chance I vote for Donald Trump. I'd like to see corporate taxes much lower. I'd like to see inversions from companies moving be far fewer. So from a corporate tax perspective, and you know, I agree with him. I like what he's doing from that perspective, and we'll see what he does on the personal side. But he's obviously had an impact on the economy, so he gets credit for that. People believe in what he's doing on the tax front. They believe, and I agree on the reduction of regulation, not all regulation, EPA type stuff I don't agree with, but in some of it, the simplification of doing business I agree with, reducing some of the bureaucracy and the lobbying rules. There's a lot of positives that are positives for business.
There's nothing wrong with strategic tariffs. So if somebody in China or any foreign company is subsidizing a product, let's say steel, so that they're able, that manufacturer in China is able to sell in the United States at less than cost, then it makes perfect sense to incorporate tariffs. You're seeing that with EVs, and you're seeing it with other products as well. And so for strategic tariffs, always, they should always be looked at as a potential tool. Where it turns into lunacy is when you do across-the-board tariffs. And so to say that we're going to tariff 10% or 20% or 60% for China or any other countries, that's just inflationary, and that's just a tax on the American people. That's a sales tax through and through.
So he's back and forth, but not forth. He's just backpedaling all the positive comments that he made about Trump in 2016, 2015, 2017. And something happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know if he's compromised somehow. I don't know if he's leveraged because of his investments, or if he just realized or decided it wasn't cool anymore to support Donald Trump because all of his buddies, all of his billionaire buddies and investors and friends in the political class hate him so much. But what we see is a total lack of principle. And this is all in the context of the UN claiming that it has a need for global governance to control AI. Why is it that they need to control anything? This is what's so abundantly frustrating to me. They talk about free speech as if it's not absolute. They talk about free speech as if it's dangerous. They talk about speech itself as if it's dangerous, rhetoric as if it's inflammatory, speech as if it can be hate speech. Just implying subtly that it's a crime to utter something hateful when it's not. And we know that we basically had free speech on the internet in 2010. Between 2006 and 2010, it was pretty unmanaged. You could find anything you wanted on the internet. You could say anything you wanted. You weren't going to lose your accounts. The account loss thing didn't really start happening in a meaningful way until 2016, after Trump was elected. So if everything was fine when we had total free speech on the internet 10 or 15 years ago, why is it that we suddenly need so much censorship? It's just like when Kamala Harris claims that price gouging is the reason that prices have gone up. Well, why is it that that price gouging is so sudden? Now, the fact of the matter is free speech is a threat to institutional power. It's always been and always will be a threat to those currently in power. Those currently in power seek only two things, either to maintain their power or, second, to grow their power. And if there's freedom of speech and ideas and truth, then they can't control the narrative. And if they can't control the narrative, then they can't ensure that they have power forever. And they're going to use this legislation in the name of safety to make it illegal to use AI to make funny memes or to do research or to actually get to the bottom of what's really going on. This is clip number 18, where Altman's explaining a little bit of the nature and setup of OpenAI, and we're going to unpack more of it on the other side, but let's run clip number 18.
I wish I had taken equity so I never had to answer this question. If I could go back in time.
Why don't they give you a grand now? Yeah, why doesn't the board just give you a big option grant like you deserve?
Yeah, give you 5 points. What was the decision back then? Like, why was that so important?
The decision back then, the original reason was just like the structure of our nonprofit. It was like there was something about, yeah, okay, this is like nice from a motivations perspective, but mostly it was that our board needed to be a majority of disinterested directors. And I was like, that's fine. I don't need equity right now. I kind of, but like,
But in this weird way, now that you're running a company, it creates these weird questions of like, well, what's your real motivation versus...
It is so deeply... one thing I have noticed, it is so deeply unimaginable to people to say, I don't really need more money. Like, and I
well,
get
no, people think, I think people think it's a little bit of an ulterior motive.
It assumes
it's
assume
like, what
that.
Else
it's
is like, he doing on the side to make money? Yeah.
If I were just trying to say like, I'm going to try to make $1 trillion with OpenAI, I think everybody would have an easier time and it would save me.
Money's not important to Sam Altman. Money's not important to anybody at OpenAI. Money's not important to Microsoft, who invested, $100 million in OpenAI at least. Let's look at clip number 22 here.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex change.
One second,
folks. Do you know Sam Altman, the head of OpenAI? He's always kind of said, I'm not doing this for money. I don't make any money. And they just busted him in a $4 million Kona's egg. See if you can find that car. Oh, I don't need money. But me? Money? I'm not even interested in money. He's driving around a $4 million Kona's egg. There he is. Hi, busted.
Hey, bro.
I think you like money. You have a $4 million car, and you're involved in artificial intelligence? Like, you don't buy one of those unless you really want to get rich.
Yeah.
Well, the fact of the matter, folks, is that these leftists, these globalists, these institutions, these corporations are not for you. They are for themselves. They are for they, them. And we're going to run this new ad from President Trump and unpack it on the other side.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. Even the liberal media was shocked Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners and illegal aliens.
Every transgender inmate would have access.
Kamala's for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
And they'll say that it's bigoted and insensitive, but the fact of the matter is they are doing everything they can to support minorities in this country. But they're not actually supporting these minorities. They're conducting mass sterilization on them, a major crime against humanity, something that you might expect to hear about if you watch a documentary about the Nuremberg trials. That's the left solution to the trans question. Oh, as soon as someone begins showing symptoms, let's just sterilize them. That seems like the most inhumane response ever. And there's lawsuits that are popping up now where people are suing these drug companies for making claims that these therapies, these transition therapies, are reversible, when the fact of the matter is they are not reversible. And to the extent that they are reversible, it's certainly not absolute. There's always going to be ramifications and health concerns and health issues as a result of this. So between the OpenAIs and the Googles and the Metas and this administration, which is obviously conducting mass censorship on the American people, weaponizing back channels and boards of directors of publicly traded companies in order to silence the American people, we see that they are representing only themselves and not the American people, and we as Americans have failed to hold them accountable. There is one man who has been trying and fighting to hold them accountable for decades. That's Alex Jones. And now they're trying to take him off of the internet entirely. They're trying to claim intellectual property ownership of everything that has ever been broadcast by Alex Jones, so that if anyone ever uploads any clip that he's ever made or segment that he's ever done, they can get a copyright strike on YouTube or Rumble or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. And the only way to fight back is to ensure that Alex has the resources he needs in order to protect his freedom, because after his freedom is gone, it's a precedent, and our freedom is next. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and be the reason Alex Jones is still on the air.
I've been on air for 30 plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials. All an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda, 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. WEF says officially the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So, many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families. They're $1.5 billion or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if Patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Soon as our wheels touch down, John Keats in Tokyo, fashion shoots in Milan, then a private jet to Madison Square Garden, 36 week long tours, 10 singles on the charts. So hear my message, girl, 'cause it comes from the heart. Help me, my parents sold me to a big producer in the record. So that I wouldn't bruise, I just can't take no more. Rich kids bar mitzvahs or paid sleepovers with Saudi princes, blinked SOS in Morse code once at the
in a pit for 3 days. And when my sales drop off, they'll take me to a resort and let rich businessmen hunt me down for sport.
Hold up, I'm just coming in on the song to check on what y'all talking about.
Oh, no.
Don't think of me as a record exec, but a father figure and pal.
Help
this
me.
Kid's a real prankster. This is one of his practical jokes. Thank you for your concern, but there's nothing to see here, folks. That's just exhaustion talking. Poor little guy's tuckered out. I'll take him back to the tour bus and we'll get him straightened out. There is no box. I don't even know what that means. Now we gotta run, but for your trouble, here's some front row seats.
Gotta help me. My parents sold me.
Can I get a little help here?
Yeah,
we've got a code on. We're sorry.
Oh,
he's very tired. Life on the road.
Welcome back to the American Journal. And speaking of child abuse and censorship and big tech and the conglomeration of power, the American Psychological Association tells children that asking questions is a form of disinformation. Yes, you heard that right. Asking questions is a form of disinformation. New children's literature from the American Psychological Association, otherwise known as the APA, aims to brainwash kids into believing that the simple, innocent act of merely asking a question constitutes intolerable disinformation. So stop asking questions, says the APA. Entitled True or False, The Science of Perception, Misinformation, and Disinformation, the APA children's book exists to pre-bunk the next generation from believing conspiracy theories about things like vaccines, pharmaceuticals, and government oppression as a response to a pandemic. Wow, how convenient that all the things that it's seeking to stamp out in terms of disinformation relate directly to the profitability of psychologists, psychiatrists, the APA, and the government institutions. This book explores how we think and perceive and why false beliefs, superstitions, opinions, misinformation, or wild guesses can just stick around and mess things up, the book states. Believing disinformation means your brain is glitchy, according to the documents. And it's obvious that what they're trying to do is precondition an entire generation to believe everything that they're told from the authorities. Now, if you've ever been in a debate or conducted a debate, or if you just participate in debates online in any way, shape, or form, you might have heard something called the appeal to authority fallacy. It is a fallacy whereby one claims that someone is right just because of their credentials or their authority. So if a scientist says that climate change is real, then it probably is real because, after all, it was a scientist who said it was. That is the appeal to authority fallacy. Similarly, you could say that, oh, if Kamala Harris says that price gouging is happening, well, she's the vice president, so she's probably more qualified to have an opinion on the matter than someone that's just hosting InfoWars. That would be an appeal to authority fallacy. But now we have the APA coming out and telling children what to believe, what not to believe, and if they have any questions, well, that's just because their brains are glitchy. And they use language that children are familiar with, right? Children are using tablets and phones at alarming rates. Attention spans are shrinking faster than the economy itself. And so terms like glitchy, oh, yes, I'm familiar with that, says a little kid. I know what glitchy means. I guess I'm just glitchy. It's not really a bad thing. It still works. It's just not working as optimally as possible. So they want to brainwash the kids. What the hell is anyone doing getting their children literature from the APA? I mean, there was a time in this country where children saw psychiatrists or psychologists only after they'd experienced very real trauma, or if they had severe mental illness, severe behavior problems, or outrageous anger. But now we have a proactive approach to the psychology of our children when we know that psychology itself is a science that is terrible, atrociously unhealthy. I mean, if we look at all of the mass shootings that have occurred over the course of the last several decades, you'll hear from the left that AR-15s and assault weapons are deeply correlated. But one thing they never mention is that SSRIs are almost always involved. I don't know that there's ever been a mass shooter who has not at one point in time been prescribed an SSRI, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, a psychological psychiatric medication designed to help with things like depression, despite the fact that the labels themselves say that these medications can lead to homicidal thoughts, suicidal ideation, death, murder, lack of appetite, lack of sleep, too much sleep. Basically, everything that could possibly happen that's bad is listed as a potential side effect of these SSRIs, yet no one's coming after them, and yet we all trust the APA when it tells us what we should be showing our children, what they should believe and what they shouldn't believe. I'll tell you what. One of my most optimistic moments dealing with someone from Gen Z is when I go home to visit my family in Illinois. My brothers and their sons and daughters all still live there. I see them on Thanksgiving and I see them on the 4th of July in Illinois. And my nephew, who at the time was a sophomore in high school, somehow Helen Keller came up and he said, yeah, I don't buy it. And I thought to myself, oh, that's ridiculous. What do you mean you don't buy it? She was deaf and blind. Everybody knows that she was deaf and blind. She's like, yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up. And I started to try to make the case for why it was true. And I realized that, oh my God, the only reason that I believe that Helen Keller was deaf and blind was because I was taught that she was deaf and blind. I never looked at the details or the explanation for how she learned how to speak or how she learned how to read. I never knew that she was paraded around, literally paraded around by Marxists as like a token success story of communism and collectivism. And the fact of the matter is we have a generation of children in Gen Z, whether they're leftist or right, that has a healthy component of the way they perceive the world because they know in the age of the internet how false things can be, how much BS can spread, how not to be taken for granted is true something should be. They understand the way people share information and communicate and post, and they understand that just because they read it or see it or hear it, it doesn't mean that it's true. That's something that previous generations before the internet didn't necessarily respect or honor because the information that we consumed before was from published authors almost exclusively or from credentialed news outlets or from our educators who were respected. We were committing the appeal to authority, but Gen Z does not commit the appeal to authority. Yes, they have problems. They fall into these algorithm traps and they have this trans issue. And what is it? Only 30% of them identify as heterosexual or cisgender. I understand that they have issues. But the fact that my nephew doubted that Helen Keller was deaf and blind, regardless of whether she was deaf or blind, to me was incredibly encouraging. And that's exactly what the likes of the APA is afraid of, our educators are afraid of, our government is afraid of. They're afraid of a generation of people who insist on thinking for themselves. We have news here. Democrat senators urge platforms to share plans for addressing disinformation, even inside encrypted apps. This story ties in directly with the Pavel Durov arrest and policy changes at Telegram in France since. We've got Trudeau government launching a new regulatory agency in case of future pandemics. Wow, proactive regulation. Facebook built a VIP censorship pipeline for the White House. We know this. Unbelievable. We even have Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan's podcast admitting that the CIA called him specifically about the Hunter Biden laptop story, and he's trying to backpedal that now, saying that he's hiring Republican consultants and advisors to try to regain his reputation among those who lean right in the United States of America and the world for that matter. I tell you what, Mark Zuckerberg, the best way to get your reputation restored by those of us who are patriots who have been preaching the truth about that which was forbidden for years and years is to restore Alex Jones's Instagram account, restore Alex Jones's Facebook account. Why don't you actually put your money where your mouth is? Why don't you actually put your actions where your words are, walk the walk, and start reinstituting some of these controversial figures? Do you not have the balls to do it? Alex Jones supports Elon Musk, placing a bid on InfoWars. I hope it happens. That would be amazing. Biden-Harris DOJ urges the Supreme Court to pave the way for increased online age verification, digital ID laws. Oh, so they want to monitor you, track you, and censor you on the internet. They want you to have digital ID to access certain content, but they want to insist on you not having to have an ID whatsoever to come into the country or vote in the country at various elections. Big Brother Banking, UK's new fraud bill sparks fears of financial snooping, of course. We know that our own government is spying on all of our own bank accounts. So they have over, what is it, $600 in transactions in a year, which is virtually every checking account that exists in the United States of America. And then we have the lawfare against Newsmax from Smartmatic for their claims about election fraud. UN seeking global government through all areas of life via a global transformation document. And we have the DC Court of Appeals disbarring Rudy Giuliani over 2020 election fraud claims, sending a message ahead of this race. And the FTC commissioner warns new report may hand big tech censorship playbook. So we see this massive assault on freedom of speech. And you have to keep in mind, folks, that all speech is thought expressed. So right now they're saying you can have whatever thought you want to have as long as you don't speak the inappropriate ones. And they're really not even saying that. They're really hammering down on the thoughts directly when they're doing things like publishing literature for our children to get ahead of questioning anything or looking anything up for yourself. Do you remember when they said it was disinformation to do your own research, despite the fact that in one of Kamala Harris's ads herself, I think it was White Dudes for Kamala ad, they said look it up or do your own research in the ad. The gaslighting is just incessant. And they hate the receipts. They hate it when we point out time and time again all of their hypocrisy, the back and forth on fracking for Kamala Harris or on Mark Cuban's positions on Donald Trump. The back and the forth, the fact that Hillary Clinton was opposed to gay marriage as a senator and then all of a sudden for it. The fact that Donald Trump was the only president of the United States to go into the office of the presidency in support of gay marriage. Regardless of how you feel about that, he's certainly the most progressive in terms of socially progressive president that we've ever had. He's the first president of the United States to go into office believing in gay marriage or the legalization of gay marriage. Instead, what we have from the left is the signing of artillery shells, the escalation of conflict after conflict, whether it's Hamas in Israel or Ukraine and Russia or China and Taiwan. They want to escalate every single conflict. They want to silence every single thought. They want to censor every single American. They want to imprison every single political opponent. Frankly, they want to assassinate every single political opponent. And if you complain about it, well, it's because you're a bigot or a racist or a sexist or a xenophobe or an Islamophobe or some other terrible thing. A white supremacist, a MAGA Republican extremist, a domestic terrorist. But it's fine for Schumer in clip number 16 to come out and say that, all right, we're going to fund abortion trips across state lines. Let's run this clip. Unbelievable.
Doctors will also, Democrats will also bring up legislation led by Senator Baldwin to create a grant program that will assist with travel-related expenses for those seeking an abortion. This fund would help people overcome financial barriers like transportation, lodging, child care, if they need to travel out of state for this kind of care. Perhaps if Amber had access to this fund and could have left Georgia, if she had the federal resources to move quicker to get her care, perhaps she'd be alive today. I thank Senator Murray and Baldwin for leading these two important bills. I thank Senator Hirono for joining them. If passed, those bills will save lives, and I'm proud to support those bills and hope our Republican colleagues will support them as well. Unfortunately,
so while our government is funding abortion trips across state lines, they're simultaneously pushing that pro-Democrat rapper P. Diddy is accused of coercing ex-girlfriend into multiple abortions, as if abortions are a bad thing in their eyes. Of course, I'm no fan of P. Diddy. I think he probably did a lot of very hedonistic, terrible things. We don't know for sure, but we'll see. It's almost certain that he did. But while they're funding the murder of millions of unborn Americans every single year, they're allowing our own people to suffer. While the number of homeless people in America is set to reach an all-time high in 2024 due specifically and directly to the surge in illegal immigration. These illegal migrants come in. They occupy all of the housing, whether they rent homes or apartments. That drives up the price of housing because the demand increases without the supply increasing. And then those of us who are here are unable to afford a down payment on a property. We're unable to afford the increases in rent or the property taxes. And we certainly can't afford the interest rates of these mortgages. And the same thing is happening all over the world. Swedish criminal gangs expanding operations to Iceland. Icelandic justice minister claims. French interior minister calls for ending state medical aid to migrants because they simply can't afford it anymore. Migration is a top concern for Austrians ahead of Sunday's election. Previously convicted illegal immigrant under deportation orders arrested for vicious Paris killing in France. Shock video, stabbing rampage during party at migrant house in Brooklyn neighborhood. That video is disgusting. I'm not even going to show it to you. Immigration does not work, not even economically. German government needs 10 billion euros more in welfare payments than originally predicted for 2025. Outrage in Vienna as luxury apartments for refugees spark protests. Germany Green Party leadership quits following election failure. Of course, they fail because they have no good policies. Swedish foreign minister says country must speak openly of the downsides of mass immigration and illegal alien charges. With murdering Salvadorian girlfriend just months after they entered the United States, plus a slew of previously deported sex predators caught at border in 48 hours. So we are being invaded. The invasion is being sponsored by our own government, and it's not because they have any compassion for desperate people or those who seek asylum or refugees who need to escape corrupt governments or natural disasters. It's because they are exploiting the suffering of these people. So while they call you a racist or a xenophobe, or a bigot, or a white supremacist, let's take an honest look at who's really exploiting and harming these people. Do you think maybe it was the Clinton Foundation for getting involved in Haiti to the point where it basically crumbled into nothingness, an abyss of cannibalism? And I'll tell you what, if you search Google, by the way, and you refine your search to only show you results prior to 2020, prior to 2019, you see a whole different internet when you search for Haitians eating cats, Haitians eating pets. I have photograph after photograph, report after report, video after video. I don't know how much evidence we have to bring to the table for people to acknowledge, for the left to acknowledge that there's a serious cultural incompatibility going on right now. I am all for anybody coming to the United States to become an American. I am all for the brain drain, the importation of brilliant scientists and people and leaders and industry innovators, the Elon Musks of the world, into the United States of America for the sake of our own economy and the betterment of our own civilization. But when you are just allowing thousands upon thousands, over tens of millions of people to come into this country totally unchecked, the human trafficking, the over 325,000 children missing altogether. We are seeing a humanitarian crisis, the like of which we've never seen before. You want to talk about Russia's aggression on Ukraine? Forget the fact that we did the exact same thing to Iraq, even worse to Iraq than Russia did to Ukraine just in the last 20 years. Let's look at our own invasion. We have Kamala Harris coming out and celebrating and proclaiming the importance of Ukraine's national sovereignty, of protecting the Ukrainian border. As if she is someone who believes in national sovereignty at all. National sovereignty itself is antithetical to globalism. She is a globalist. These institutions, organizations like the WEF, NATO, the UN, they are all designed to conglomerate political power, to separate the political class from the accountability of their various constituents, and then exploit that political power for the enrichment of the political class and those who are associated with it. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump is perfect. I like him a lot. I think he's great. I think he made a lot of bad decisions in his last year in office. I think he learned a lot. I think he'll have a great second term. But I don't understand, and maybe I'm just ignorant or biased or just too zoomed in the wrong direction. Please forgive me. We'll take your calls on the other side, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Maybe I'm just biased, but I cannot think of a single reason to vote for Kamala Harris. Not just against Donald Trump, but to vote for her at all. What has she ever accomplished other than the imprisonment of thousands of Californians for petty marijuana crimes? Other than the imprisonment of thousands of Californians beyond the term of their sentence for the sake of exploiting their labor so contractors could make a buck. What has she accomplished other than withholding evidence for cases pertaining to defendants on death row, simply going to allow them to die? What has she accomplished other than opening the gates of our country and allowing the flooding in of invaders into the United States of America? What has she accomplished ever I can't think of a single thing that she has done other than get appointed to role after role, position after position. I understand that she charmed her way into political influence, and I know that she was elected, I believe, attorney general in California, elected. But this is a woman who was the least popular candidate in 2020 in the Democratic primary, who weaseled her way because of diversity, equity, and inclusion into a vice president seat, and then stole the candidacy from Joe Biden without a single vote. I guarantee you that more Democrats wrote Alex Jones in their various primary elections than voted for Kamala Harris to be candidate. 100%. Frankly, I think Alex Jones should sue the DNC for having her as the candidate instead of him, because after all, I think we could probably prove that he had more votes via write-in. Wouldn't that just be great? So now we have this party which advocates for the people and minorities and representation and democracy. God, they love the word democracy. They say it so much. They repeat it incessantly. Yet their candidates, time and time again, Hillary did the same thing in 2016, steal their own primary elections, allow the invasion of our country so they can enlist swarms of migrants to vote. And they specifically send these migrants to swing states like Ohio so that if they do get amnesty after they seize power and make this a one-party state, they'll certainly vote for Democrats. They are trying to turn the United States of America into a one-party state. I mean, it's already practically a one-party state with the uniparty, but they're really trying to make it a one-party state. And if the United States of America becomes a one-party state, say goodbye to freedom. Say goodbye to affordable groceries, affordable housing, honest education, honest opportunities, freedom of speech, right to bear arms. Say goodbye to the Bill of Rights itself. You then will become a serf of the political class in the United States of America. Please call 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. And we're coming up on a break in 1 minute. I'm going to give the crew the first 5 minutes of the next hour to screen the calls. And in the meantime, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. This is by far and away the best way to ensure that Alex Jones does not have his identity stolen by this lawfare, by these leftists, by these globalists who seek to silence all of us. They're trying to barricade right through InfoWars, right through Alex Jones, so they can get to you, folks. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. The shirts are absolutely amazing. Some of them are hilarious. Some of them are inspiring. Plus, every dollar you spend enters you to win this amazing 2024 Ram, plus $10,000 cash, $148,000 value combined. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com, get great shirts, enter to win, and save humanity from the globalist takeover.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This
is an adaptogen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.